is Getting Stoned, the podcast about all things gems and minerals, and I'm your host, Jonna Kreider. Today, I have two guests with me, two good friends of mine, Hart Deer and Nick Howard, and we talk about a variety of things and touch upon some adult topics. So if you are under 18, you may want to skip this episode. Hey, Hart. Hey, Nick. Welcome to Getting Stoned. How are you guys today?
Good.
Hey, Jonna. I'm doing funky. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you, Nick?
It's a nice day today. You know, I'm having a good day.
You know, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was a little bit kind of chilly, but the sun was perfect. And it was just like I could cut off the heaters and the AC because sometimes, like, we have to, like, you know, we always have the heaters and the AC not going at the same time, but you know, one day it's cold, one day it's hot here in Louisiana, you know, you just can't keep up. So until next month, we could put the heaters up for good.
It was nice enough to roll down the windows when I was driving today, and I really enjoyed that. Yeah. Blasting my music, windows down, arm out the window.
So, Hart.
Yeah.
Feeling a little funky today, huh?
Yeah, I'm ready to, you know, it's doing you when you're driving in your car. It's doing you when you're playing your guitar. But it would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
You should write me a theme song, for real. Like, do a theme song for the podcast.
I think he just did.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan.
No, I talked about with the whole music. Like, do a whole production. Let's do it.
I dig it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, Hart's like, he's a badass blues man, too.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah, you can do them blues riffs. Yeah. So, Hart, what's your favorite show?
Pardon?
What's your favorite mineral?
Crystal. Hematite.
And why do you like hematite?
Because it's dark and shiny and smooth, and it's also magnetic, so you can play little pranks on people with it.
Yeah, I've done some pranks before with it.
I bet you have.
You know, there's a type of hematite called rainbow hematite where they take it in. I think there's a naturally occurring one, but there's also titanium where they do the same thing. They do like titanium quartz. They just heat bond it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I have some magnetic rainbow hematite somewhere. I have it put up hidden from the cat.
Because the cat will eat it?
They will go nuts with it. Peanut, especially, she likes to play with rocks. I have them all over the house. So, like, sometimes I'll find rocks in weird places because a cat played with them. What about you, Nick? What's your favorite?
I am really into this chalcopyrite right now. It is beautiful. It shifts from blue to purple, and it's very dense and cold. I don't know. I just can't stop looking at it once I start looking at it.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't know if I still have it or not. Chalcopyrite. I had them at one time. I like the color play. I really like the color play of it.
Look, I'm easily amused. So you give me something that shifts colors, I'll look at it for hours. It doesn't take much.
Well, it is a copper iron sulfide, and it's actually considered an ore of copper.
Did you just say iron?
Uh-huh. And, you know, pyrite has iron in it, too, so.
Iron.
I heard the pronunciation, too, and I was very confused.
What?
Iron.
Yeah, I know it's spelled iron, but it's pronounced like.
It's iron.
It's pronounced I-Y-U-R-N. Iron.
It's iron.
It is not iron. I'm sorry.
All right, you two can figure that out some other time. Oh, you love to see it.
Well, I've called it iron all my life, so it's iron.
Iron. Amazing.
It's ironic that you would pronounce it that way.
Oh, what are we gonna do with you two?
I have no idea. So I bought something really cool, and I've been wanting to add this to my collection. It's a Libyan tech. It's a Libyan desert glass,
Ooh.
and it's one of two tektites that can be cut and faceted into gemstones. The other one is moldavite, which I
Wait,
have heard of.
oh, I see it. That's
Tektites
pretty.
Wait, tektites are a real thing?
Yeah, they're basically
Huh.
kind of when something hits the earth from space and
What? Tektites are from space?
yeah.
We're talking about the little jumpy spider creatures from The Legend of Zelda.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you spell. Yeah,
Yeah,
tektites.
they're like they're
No.
kind of like
I haven't
Google
played
it.
Zelda Taco. So I'm not much of
Yeah.
a gamer.
I bet if I
Like,
Google tektite, the tektite from The Legend of Zelda will come
you'd be
up. Let's find
surprised
out.
which one comes up
Cool.
first.
Well, no, this
Yeah,
is the
you're right. I would be
meatball.
surprised.
This isn't a spider. I would not wear a spider around my neck.
It is pretty.
But yeah, so it's one of the only two that can be faceted into gemstones, and I paid, I think, $50 for this one because it was a pretty good size piece and it had a hole in it, so I made a necklace with it.
You'd have to send me a picture of that. I definitely want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to do a blog post on it. I just haven't had a chance to like sit down and write on stuff lately. But like I have a whole list of stones that I want to write and do blog posts, and then other stones that I want to do video posts and wants to do podcasts on too. So it's like it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. Very much
Have
looking
faith. It
forward to
might
that.
be here before this podcast is published.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we date ourselves by saying that the Starship serial number 10 just blew up a couple minutes ago? That was great. That was a beautiful landing.
Wait,
I know
wait.
this isn't a SpaceX podcast, but
Let's do it. Oh yeah.
they nailed
I
the
saw how it
landing,
began.
and a few minutes later, it just, it's a little pop.
I did not get to see the webcam. I was
Oh, sorry if I spoiled the surprise.
But I've
Wait,
seen this.
is this something
I
that
saw the
happened?
feed. I saw everybody talking about it. Like I saw my Twitter feed. People were talking about how it stood, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And then boom.
Yep.
So I got to get back and watch the video and see
It was
that. But
great.
you know what, Hart, have you ever gotten around to seeing a SpaceX launch? Those are so cool.
No, I have not.
You
Now,
got
why
to.
is it cooler than like any other rocket that goes up into space?
It's because the landing, like when they come back.
The landing when they come
Yeah,
back,
he
huh?
lands that like the rocket comes back and lands on the X on the drone ship.
So why did it explode? Now, was that part of what was intended, or was that?
Unclear. It sat there for like what, 10 minutes or something? It sat there for a maybe not 10 minutes, but it sat there for a while after it landed. So the landing was perfect. I'm sure they got all the data they needed. But then it looked like there was a little fire. I don't know if that was intentional, if it was just venting something or whatever. But after a little while, it just went. Nice big boom.
Yeah.
It landed before I realized that there was like a little fire at the bottom, my thought was, oh, okay, it's crooked. They don't have a way to approach it without the possibility of it tipping over. So I figured that they just, intentionally made it explode so that they could safely approach it. Instead of having this giant, possibly explosive thing that could possibly fall over when someone got close to it. Who knows? We'll find out. I'm sure there's a tweet in the works.
Yeah, it's amazing. Did you apply for the Dear Moon to be on the Starship when it goes to the moon?
Wait, what? I missed that.
Oh yeah, I cannot pronounce his name to save my life, but the guy who's renting the Starship, paying SpaceX to do the moon trip, his Twitter name is Yusuf.
Let's see. Maezawa?
Yes, him.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that
I don't
seems right.
either. I didn't want to mess up his name.
It looks like
But
Yusaka
so he's basically accepting applications to be a crew
Hell
candidate.
yeah.
And I have not applied yet. I don't know if I want to go.
You
I
can
might like
always
urge.
like not, you know. Go ahead and apply, and if the like comes down to it, you can just say, "And eh, never mind."
But at the same time, I would like to go too,
I mean,
so.
look, if there's a way to go, that's the way to go, you know?
Yeah.
If we're gonna go one day, might as well make it interesting. Let's
Yeah,
see.
I would like to go to the moon and get some tranquility light from the moon. I have some.
That one, yes.
I want to go to the moon just so I can, because I keep hearing all these things that the Earth might actually be flat. So I want to see like if the Earth is just one little sphere or if it just goes out forever in all directions, you know.
Oh my God. Yeah, the flat earth. Oh my goodness. I saw this TikTok and they were saying it was somebody who was talking about somebody who was saying the earth was flat, and they were like giving all these little proofs and stuff. Oh, the earth is flat because of this. And we're like, are you for real? There's seriously people out there who insist that they fully believe that it's flat. I can't wrap my head around
Oh,
it,
that's
but
flat. Well, if it's flat, you can't wrap anything around it.
the same thought. That's a good one.
yeah, that's funny. You got me on that one.
I thought you were setting that up on
I did
purpose.
too. It'd
I didn't even cross my mind.
be like that.
So, Jonna, what is the relationship between rocks like you find in the earth and rock and roll, the music form?
I honestly do not know, but I think you probably have the answer to that.
Well, it's debatable because rock and roll either refers to rocking back and forth and rolling over each other. And is a slang term for what by the way, what is the audience age level for this show?
Pretty much anybody who clicks in and listens.
So
Okay, so it could be a slang term for giving a special hug to someone that you love, which maybe allows you to start a family, or it.
I don't think they're that young, though.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, she can edit it out if it's
So
too bad.
yeah.
Or it could also, be a reference to like the old blues notion that, a blues man is a rolling stone, which means he's moving from one town for another and he's never settling down anywhere. And so you're a rock and you're rolling. So, there's a couple of different theories
I
on
don't get
that.
it.
Well, because like, so you haven't heard like the old blues songs like Papa was a rolling stone, anywhere he hung his hat was his
Have
home.
not.
Oh my
Oh, okay.
I'm far too young for this.
Oh,
That's
well, so am I, but it
you know
doesn't
what?
stop
Fair
me.
enough.
I mean, I could tell you about like Bach. I could tell you about Hildegard van Buren from the 1400s. How's that for old school?
That is seriously old school.
But Jana can tell us about stuff that's like millions of years old and has been buried beneath the surface of the earth by time.
So what do
So,
you
Jana, do you count fossils as being like a part of rocks?
Interesting.
No, fossils were once a living creatures and they fossilized. They might have some might have mineralized, but it's really cool how like they are found in part mixed in with minerals, but I don't think originally they were a rock. They were a
Yeah, but don't they get replaced by stone sediment to where the fossil itself is
You're
stone?
talking about how it's fossilized, how it comes to be. Not how they originated. Yeah. I don't really know much about fossils, though. I'm more into like the gems and the minerals,
Dig it.
crystals, and the metaphysical properties. I'm learning, like, I want to learn more about the scientific side of gemology, but that's like a whole nother process that I'm slowly building up my mental knowledge base there. But yeah, fossils is definitely, they're cool. There's actually a guy on Twitter who I interviewed here on Getting Stoned. He actually, his name on Twitter is Fossil Locator. So he's more of like the expert on fossils, I would think.
Awesome.
That's cool. I guess we've been drifting pretty far afield from the topic of stones.
That's fine.
So you're talking about their metaphysical properties. So, like, what's the best stone if I want to curse my many enemies, and how do I do it?
Well, I wouldn't recommend that you would curse your enemy. I would
Well,
recommend
no, this is
harboring
simply for
that.
educational purposes.
I've never used them for that purpose before.
Well, I would say a brick, probably.
You could lay hands on your enemy. Or you know what? No, you know what? Those brass knuckles, that important stone, you could just put those on and punch somebody with it. Yeah.
Breast isn't technically a rock.
Close enough.
But no, it's brass knuckles, but they're made with quartz. Like it's brass, but it's got a quartz geode, but that's really
So if I understand you right, the way you curse your enemy using the metaphysical properties of a stone is you really just pick up a large enough stone of your choice, yell the curse of your choice, and then make a hurling motion like you would with a baseball towards
Exactly.
your enemy. And if you're skillful enough, you will curse
Oh
him
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You're a fast learner.
All right, so how do you use Yeah, so like how do you use stones?
While we're on
Yeah.
this topic, I will tell you, I have to, let me find it right quick. I have it pulled on my, it's a name I can't remember how to pronounce, but it's about garnet.
Ooh, garnet.
Yeah, the gemstone garnet. And I, this is why I do my blog, is so I can come back to my own personal library. And
Yeah, I heard about that kind that Professor Dosh discovered. The Dosh Garnet.
Oh, I have it up. Oh, you're still. That's a dad joke.
It
I know, right? That's like a country. That's how we used to curse when we were kids, when we weren't allowed to curse. Yeah. But no. So this is talking about garnet, which is the January birthstone, but it has a little bit of a bloody history. And is I find it really fascinating. They would use the garnet, and I'm trying to, I cannot remember the people who did it. They were in Asia. Wait a minute, here we go. It was in Asia. Hold on, that's not it. That's the wrong garnet. I have like five blog posts on garnet.
That's five more than I do.
Likewise.
Yeah, well, you should blog about garnet. Make your own blog post about garnet.
Yeah, I'll say everything I know about Garnet, which is I have heard of a
The
Garnet
warriors
on Jonah's podcast.
from Kashmir, they were the Hunza warriors, and they would use the garnet gemstones in their weaponry. Because of its deep red color, garnet was often associated with blood, and the warriors would use these gems as pellets for their bows, and then later on as bullets. So they would make bullets out of garnet to kill people with. And it
Cool.
was said that when one was struck by a garnet gemstone, the injury would be bloodier than
Damn.
normal.
Ah, so you actually managed to answer my question.
But it makes I want to get some garnet bullets just to have a garnet bullet. That would,
All right. So once we get vaccinated and things get back to normal, What's the best stone to pull hotties at the club?
Rose quartz. It's all about
Rose.
love. Yeah. Yeah.
What if you don't want love, but just like really poor decision making that goes in your favor?
What stone, Nick? What stone would be a good lust
Lust
stone?
stone?
Yeah, that's what he's looking for.
See.
I would say ruby. Any of the dark red stones, ruby.
Let's see.
Ruby.
Red jasper?
The queen. Jasper, I see that as a nurturing stone. But it depends on what type of jasper, though. Yeah.
So what do? You just like wear it around your neck, or you just like hold it before you go into the club and say like, "All right, come on, Ruby, come on, give me that mojo."
Not just say mojo. You would take a rose quartz heart and go into the club and just say, "I'm the lust doctor." Not the
Maybe
love,
like
the
a
lust doctor.
carnelian?
That
I'm
actually,
thinking
you know
sacral
what?
chakra.
Yeah, I like carnelian. Yeah, that is sacral chakra. Carnelian, oh my gosh, that would be perfect. It is protective too, so and it's mentioned in the Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
So I just put the carnelian in my pocket,
Say,
go into the club and say, "Hey,
is that a
I'm the
carnelian in
lust
your pocket? Are
doctor."
you just happy to see me?
Well, the two are not mutually exclusive.
Or you know what? Buy a carnelian phallus. They do make
Yeah, there
gemstones
you go.
out of stones. I think they make
Perfect.
sculptures.
But do I have to wear it
They
around
might
my
get the
neck, or
wrong
can I just have it
idea.
hidden, like,
You could
or
put
just
it
have it
wherever you want
hidden?
to. Yeah,
Wow, that's
this
versatile.
show very much turned not like PG-13 very quickly.
Well, you see what I'm doing, Jana, is I'm helping make the metaphysical properties of stones accessible to the general public. Because right now, when the general public thinks about stones and their metaphysical properties, they think about like a bunch of hippies being like, "I need to balance my chakras, and I need for the energies to align with the puppy." Whatever it is, hippies say. But like these things I'm asking about, this is what like this is what the folks on Main Street care about.
Well, you know, the thing about it is with the metaphysical properties of stones, and this is all in seriousness, no joking here, is there's a lot in the industry that hype it up just to turn a profit. You know, they say, "Oh, this stone goes and does this, and it does that, so you should buy it because it's going to do this." But you got to realize it's not literally going to do that. For example, if we were
Aww.
talking about the rose quartz, right? Or we were talking about rose quartz, it's not going to bring you a woman for one night or however long you want it. It's going to teach you. You're going to learn your own lessons, you know, how to love yourself. And it just vibrates at that energy, you know? It's not magic. It's more, I don't know, energetic. And that's what a lot of people don't get. You know, they think it's a magic rock. Oh, this magic rock is going to do this. No, you're going to do it. The rock is just going to be there as a reminder, a visual and an energetic reminder for you to do the work.
Jana, are you telling me that the real magic was in me all along?
Yes.
Oh.
So go to that club, Big Papa, and work your mojo.
Big Pop.
All right.
You two are the best duo. I love it so much.
Heart and I've known Heart since 2008.
Yep.
We met when I lived in Atlanta.
That's right. And I was in Europe at the time because we met virtually. But then I came back after I finished traveling and we met in person.
Yeah, we met at one of your famous parties that you no longer have because there's a pandemic going on.
Yeah. Freaking pandemic. So what's the best stone to cure
We're gonna get
coronavirus? Like,
the podcast pulled.
let's
We can't
say
talk
you
about that.
Yeah, we can. Gotta be careful now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, but you know what? The best way to beat that is to focus on your health. You know, take your vitamins and pray.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how I
It's
feel
like
about it.
Hulk Hogan always said,
You
"Take
know,
your
the best
vitamins and pray,
stone
brother."
is a stone that's in your house that you're with because you're also staying at home. There you go. That's how you stay protected.
A home stone.
Staying home.
Homestone. I like
Home
that. Hart called it the
stone.
homestone.
That term means something
Yeah.
else to me. That's a term from my high school experience, but we won't get into that.
I
It
thought I
was
just
a
made
yeah,
up the
that was
word
a very
homestone.
bad joke about weed jokes. Just like the title of this
You'll have to tell me later. Because now I'm wondering like how that
It's
can be
not.
something terrible.
Just getting stoned at home.
Oh, okay.
This is the perfect place for those kind of jokes. You know, like the whole point of me naming this podcast is a wordplay, and it's really about just gems, minerals, and good conversation. So
You've got at least two
thanks
of
for
those
having
three.
me. I
Hope
think we got
so.
all three of them. Yeah, I think this is a good conversation
You are a
right now.
fun
This is
bunch.
fun. Yeah, well.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, Jonna and I have been cohorts in fun and antics for a long time. Long time.
Yes.
We pretty much just cause trouble and raise money for good
There you
causes. That's
go.
pretty much all we do.
Yep.
What do you need?
That's true. I started a nonprofit in 2009. Hart helped me. Hart was like, helped me file the paperwork. I didn't know what I was doing at all. And it was about, you know, using art to promote homelessness awareness. And, you know, it kind of like just went downhill after I left Georgia and then got married and just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but we had like 7 good years before that happened.
Yeah, we actually did what we set out to do. We were raising awareness about homelessness and trying to just like, you know, say, hey, this is a real problem that's going on. And it's still going
Yeah,
on. But at the time
we
that we founded, the average age of a homeless American was 9 years old. And I was homeless when I was 9. So.
did some good stuff. We got to be keynote speakers for the city a few times, city of Atlanta at
Yeah.
some of the festivals. We got to, you
We did.
know, we had a festival that got a lot of promotion, like on several radio stations at one point. You know, we had yeah, we got the word out there, and we did raise some money for a lot of the local relief efforts.
Yeah, not just the local ones too, but we also help raise funds and awareness for just different relief efforts around the country. Because I was doing a monthly webzine where we would have like art and music, just donate like stuff just to be featured and stuff, and we would use that just to pro like a homeless shelter of the month or how you can help this shelter. It was kind of like a spotlight thing, but it was a lot of work. And during this time, I was also taking care of, before she died, my mom. And working a 80-hour work week. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was worth it though. Yeah, we did a lot of good things together.
We sure did. We sure did. And we will do more.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know,
Well, we've been doing more. You know, like everyone here on this call was involved in a fundraiser, mainly spearheaded by the Miles Through Time Automotive Museum, but a fundraiser that raised about $12,000 to for our Underground Railroad, which is an organization which works against human sex trafficking.
yeah, they go and they rescue children being trafficked. They even have like their own ops team. They work with law enforcement around the world. And then really just focus on like rescuing children and victims of sex trafficking.
Yeah. So if y'all are looking for a good nonprofit to donate to, you know, donating to our Underground Railroad is like donating to Batman.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, they do all that good stuff.
Parade was so much fun.
Oh my God, the parade was a blast. The Tesla
I'm so glad
parade.
you were able to make it.
Oh yeah,
Me too.
me too. It was fun to do. Did we actually get the Guinness record? Like,
No.
yeah.
There was some jerk who decided to cut in on the in the parade, and he just barreled in there. And I think he actually caused an accident too, and that
I know one
disrupted
of
the
the
parade.
Teslas was like somebody ran into one of the Teslas. One of the
Yeah.
ones that Tesla brought, that Model Y. When they
Yeah,
came
and
out.
that broke the continuity, so we didn't get the record. But it gives us a
Yes,
reason
it
to try
does.
again this year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot it's already a new year. How is it
I think.
March?
Yeah. I was going to say
I
next year, but
know.
yeah, it's this year. Yeah.
Yeah, and COVID, like so little happens that like time flies by and it's like, wait, what? But nothing happened.
I know. It's already March again. That's actually become a meme I've seen around online, so.
At this point, at least like some people have already had two birthdays in like lockdown, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, which sucks.
Speaking of, y'all heard about Texas and
Uh-oh. What
Mississippi,
happened?
right?
What did they do now?
What they do now? Yeah, they lifted the
Oh.
mask mandate.
Yeah, they did. Well.
Louisiana is in between is the middle part of an is idiot sandwich. We're not lifting ours though. Our government has common sense, but my friend, she had COVID, and her husband, he is literally coming. He got off the ventilator Friday, and he was on the ventilator for, jeez, I want to say a month. And we thought he was going to die. Everybody thought he was going to die, because even the doctors were like, we're trying, but he might not make it. And but she basically said that there's a total of 95 people in Louisiana on ventilators. And her husband was one of them at the time, but he just came off the ventilator Friday. So yeah, it's still, it's still out there. People just gotta, be proactive. If you care about your health, be proactive. Don't be like, oh, the spirit of God, or not the spirit of God, the breath of God. That's what that preacher was saying. The breath of God will protect me. Don't, I mean, you gotta, you got to do your part too.
Yeah, the breath of God. It reminds me of this joke where this guy was in this town. And the town flooded, and back when, and when the waters just started to rise, his neighbors were getting out of there, and one of them said, "Hey, we've got room here in our SUV. Come get in our car. We got to escape because the water's just going to rise higher and higher." And the guy shook his head and said, "God will provide." And then the water rose to where his house was flooding, and the streets were flooded, and then. Another of his neighbors came by on a boat and they were paddling and they're like, "Hey, get on our boat, get on our boat. We got to get out of here." And he shook his head and said, "God will provide." Then he ended up on this roof and as he was on the roof, this helicopter came down and said, "Sir, we've been sent from the Red Cross. This is a rescue mission. We're going to airlift you out of here." And he shook his head and said, "God will provide." And the waters came up, and he ended up in the middle of the water, and he treaded water until his energy ran out, and he sunk and he drowned, and he went up to heaven, and God was there, and he said, "What happened, God? I thought you would provide." And God said, "Well, you tell me. I sent an SUV, a boat, and a helicopter."
Yeah, you told me that one before. Yeah, I think it was you I heard that from.
Yeah, it's just an old one. You may have heard it from a few different places.
I've never
But it
heard that
makes
one, though.
sense. Like, you ask for help. Yeah, you ask for help and it's given, and then you don't understand the help that's given. It's what's going on in this world,
So, what's the best stone to repel a flood?
I would say ground up stone in bagged form. Sandbags, I'd say, probably, yeah, thank you.
Good answer.
I was going to say something along the lines of great engineering with different stones.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Like they had in Pompeii, and I think it was they were doing this excavation, or I was watching a documentary of an ancient city that had indoor plumbing. Yeah, it was something. I was watching a documentary somewhere about that. But it was an ancient city, and they had like indoor plumbing, like we have. So it's fascinating to think about, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's a question too with regards to the metaphysical side of stones, and I'll try to not be flippant for once. So as both of you all know, you know, I'm into a lot of stuff that people would consider esoteric and, or, you know, has dimensions of energy, stuff like that, you know, stuff that extremely materialistic people would call woo-woo, you know. Mm. And some of it I work very well with, but I'll tell you something. With stones and crystals, I have it on such good faith from people like y'all, who I know are for real, that there are these energetic properties, and you could even just grasp a stone and have this profound energetic experience. And I've tried and tried, and it's just not come for me. And the people will just, when I ask for help, they'll just say something like, well, you just have to let it. You just have to be open to it. Well, let's assume I've tried letting it and being open to it, and it hasn't worked. You know, and I think this puts me in a category where I'm sort of a bridge between maybe how most people are with the metaphysical properties of stones and you guys, because I know just enough to be, well, not dangerous when it comes to stones, because I can't get them to work. But I know enough that I know that a lot of things like that are real, you know, things that are uncanny and are and have that subjective dimension of connecting energetically and so forth. I know enough to know that this stuff is real, but I can't get it to work with stones and crystals. And I myself need some kind of a way in that's not just a presumption that I'm being closed-minded or something.
I think you and I had this conversation before. Remember that obsidian I gave you, and I was like, this will work, this will work, and you said it never worked or something?
Yeah.
That was about 10 years ago, I think. But
yeah,
I will tell you what really woke me up, because I was like that. I couldn't feel anything until I got a hold of some Moldavite. And Moldavite is what did it. I don't know why I didn't get you on Moldavite back then. Or did I?
So you think, I think I've held Moldavite. Like, I think when we went to Blue Crystal in Little Five, I did. I don't know. I feel like I've held a lot of different kinds of stones.
You probably have.
But you think that it's just a matter of like finding the one that's just right for you, and then when you touch it, it'll just happen.
I think so. But I mean, then again, maybe it's not meant for you to work with stones on that level. Who knows? But I mean, it, like you said, it works for some people, and it works. It doesn't work for others. But
well, you say meant to, like it's a matter of fate or destiny or some
like
sort
it's
of
for
a
life purpose.
Cosmic plan.
Like,
it seems like it's more like an aptitude than. Like,
maybe. Well, everybody has a purpose in life, and this is what I believe. Everybody has a purpose in life, and we actually have. Ooh, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
But we actually have more than one purpose in life, and some of those purposes, like okay, you might be meant to be a mom, or you might be meant to be a dad, or you might be meant to be, you know, an aunt or a cousin. So you have more than one purpose. And when I say when it's not meant for you, or it may not be meant for you, it might not be aligned with your soul's purpose or one of your soul's purposes.
Yeah, I don't know, because that seems really dismissive to me.
Well,
because
I'm not trying to be dismissive at all. I'm just saying, like, you know, it that could be it, you know, but it may not be.
Well, like, I don't know if this is comparable, but it's like I do a lot with meditation.
Yeah.
And if I deal with someone who's just never been able to meditate, or never had very much of an experience with it beyond just kind of mellowing out, I'm not going to be like, well, maybe meditation is not meant for you. Maybe this isn't your purpose. I'm never going to be that. I'm going to say, hey, I don't know what your obstacles are necessarily yet, but if you stick it out and you're really curious about this, we'll keep working at it until it clicks. I'm not going to be like, well, it's not meant for you.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to come across that way at all. I just, that's how I've seen other people, say it about that, about crystals. But I mean, I don't know.
Well, because I think if you want these ideas about these properties to catch on, you got to find some kind of a method or some kind of whether it's a technique or a way of approach that could help someone who's just gotten no traction to get that traction. And I hear with you, it was a matter of just finding the right stone and touching it, and bam, you were activated. But I wonder if there are
Yeah,
other methods
exactly.
that someone could approach if they're curious but have not had this work yet. So that's one thing they could do is just try holding a whole bunch of different kinds of stones. But what else?
I have
I
no
got
idea.
nothing.
What do you think, Nick? Like, what opened you up to stone?
That's a good question. I think it was the opalite necklace my sister gave to me a couple years back, and that kind of got me into this whole thing. Just the kind of well, first it was to shop for ones that were similar to it, and then I started researching what's what, and I was like, oh, there's a whole other side to this I hadn't really looked into before. Kind of went from there.
So what was your experience when you came into contact? I mean, is it something you can
I'd
describe
say
or
it's pretty
is
difficult to
that difficult?
describe. Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, I wonder if people who listen to this podcast might they have a way to comment on it, don't they? Because maybe we get some interesting comments on that.
Not really. I don't have a comment thing set up, and my blog, I actually have my blog set up to, I mean, they could tweet, like they can contact, they can reach out to us on Twitter, and I can put your Twitter name, but the
Yeah,
only reason
we
why
might
I
get some
have my
interesting.
blog set up to where I don't receive comment from my blog is because my day job, I write for Clean Technica, and there's a lot of people who hate Elon Musk. They have actually spammed, like I used to have it set up where people can leave comments and stuff, and they would spam my email with death threats, saying go, just really negative stuff. So I have it set up where nobody can comment on my blog now because of that. But
Okay, but we might get some responses via Twitter, something like that.
yeah, definitely. And just email me that question. That would the question that you just asked. Ask it. Send
Okay.
it to me as a text. That way I can, because I or I can go back and listen to this and retype it when I edit it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I don't
Thank you.
really have an answer for that,
Yeah, but I wonder if someone in the listenership might,
Yeah.
or at least might have a new perspective on it. Like, it might not be the right question, but
You know
there
what
may
was told
be.
to me? This is what was told to me when I first got into it. It was two things, and it was told to me. It wasn't by Daryl. It was somebody at Crystal Blue, and they basically said that it may not be meant for you, or you might just be really, really, really close. And that's when they gave me like all that moldavite to hold, not to keep. And that's when it opened me up. I held at least like $2,000 worth of moldavite just before. That's what opened me up. It was like a
That's a lot of
huge like
moldavite.
rush, Yeah, well, it was 2,000 back then. You know how much it is? Probably, yeah. That was a lot. Like, they filled up both hands. I'm sitting there trying not to drop it, And I
There,
don't.
there's, you know, there's a lot of that though in the New Age community where there's this attitude where it's almost kind of snobbish, where it's like, you know, you might have sincere questions. You really might want someone to try and experiment with you and help you get into something, but they're almost using it like gatekeeping, like, you know, oh, well, you know, if you were cooler, you know, you'd get it. Oh, maybe it's just not for you, you
Oh,
know.
wow.
It's almost like, you know, like goths, like the really pretentious goths being like, okay, conformist, you know?
I never even thought about that like that. Wow, you're right. Like, to me, if it's the way I see it, if it's not meant for you, that phrase, you know, I just don't see it as, well, when it was said to me, I didn't see it as dismissive. I just said, huh, you know.
Well, if you're applying it to someone who's curious and just wants some way in, then it is kind of dismissive. If it's towards someone who's just super skeptical and is like making a big show of how proud they are that they don't, you know, then maybe you could, but you know, I don't think it's appropriate for somebody who's approaching with curiosity and asking for help.
Yeah, and there is a lot of that in that community.
Yeah. I also think
There's a lot of
there are
skepticism
certainly a number of
too.
charlatans in the New Age community who do just sort of prey on a cultish tendency to, you know, that, you know, this gets really obvious when you are into something, you know, like meditation or Reiki or yoga that has real solid practical effect when performed truly. And then, you know, you run into people who position themselves as gurus or like sensitive, you know, or
I'm about
awakened or something,
to
you know, and they don't actually have anything to offer. So then if you're like, well, okay, this isn't doing anything for it, you know, they just have this like, oh, well, maybe your soul is not yet evolved enough or something, you know, and it's like, come on, really?
Yeah, there are a lot of scammers, and you have to be very careful, you know.
Yeah. And that's true really of anything too. I mean, it's also true of like, you know, medical quacks and, you know, bad faith financial advisors and, you know, they all tend to operate that way. Anyway, I don't know. I guess I'm sorry. I may have taken this in a direction of my own frustration with
Hey, it's conversation.
yeah.
And it's good to talk about it, you know, because like I sat there and I said, oh, well, maybe it's not meant for you. And I wasn't intentionally dismissing you, but you know, this is a learning experience for all of us. You know, we learn communication, you know? So
Yeah.
it's
Well,
a
and
good
that's the
conversation
thing.
to
I know
have.
you well enough that I know you're not trying to be dismissive or trying to set up like some kind of, you know, social hierarchy or something. I know you. I know you say that with nothing but love and compassion. So that it's interesting to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that it could be perceived like that, you know, like it, because I didn't perceive it like that. And so it's good to have another perspective. And this is definitely a conversation that needed to be had. And you know, so whoever's listening out there, you know, they can learn too, you know, learn as we learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to ask something. Right. Let's go. I think we just paused for like a whole 10 seconds there.
Well, you said you had something you were trying to remember.
Yes, I know. And it just like blanked out. It'll come to me about 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, okay. I was being quiet and letting you try to
Yeah,
remember.
it's
Hey, I
okay.
could do this if this helps you. Da 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 da
Oh
da.
my God, that makes it worse.
Are we gonna cut this part out?
No.
We'll leave in our awkward
let's leave it. Let's
silences.
leave it. Let's
This
let
is real.
the world see our awkwardness.
It's not half as bad as when I
This is
zoned out a
real.
few minutes
Yes.
ago and came back to you asking me a question about crystals, and I had to make up something on the spot.
I do that too.
I was really
Sometimes
enjoying your
I have
conversation, and I totally didn't. You're
well,
like, "What about
you know,
you,
I mean, this
Nick?"
is
And I was like, "I
question, where do you go when
That's a
you're
great
feeling down?
question.
Have
Into
no idea.
the recesses of your own head.
Pretty much.
You
Yeah.
make an exodus inward.
Like, you're in a hole. It's like, leave the dimension just for a moment. Be right back. I need to go to Mars. Mentally.
Oh, I think that what we have deep inside our heads is far more alien and exotic than any planet.
Have you been to Mars?
I did a workout on Mars
Only mentally.
with my I have a VR
A
headset, and
workout
there's
on Mars.
a it's called Supernatural, and it's basically an
Cool.
exercise program in VR. And I got to do a workout on Mars. That was great. It's dope. Next time.
That's cool.
Nick, I gotta talk to you soon about that, because I've been very interested in VR, and I've even gotten Google glasses, and so I mean, like, I don't have a proper VR headset, but I've started to learn Unity so I could program in VR. But yeah, I have weird ambitions. Yeah, just remind me later. We're getting, because we have like what, 8 minutes left here.
I guess I'm not really timing it. Like, I mean,
Oh.
these usually go. I've never like recorded
Let's
past
set a new
maybe an hour and
record.
20 minutes was the longest I've ever
Longest
recorded so
podcast.
far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Oh,
somehow
it's
I thought
okay. If
this
you
was
gotta
an
go, you
hour,
can
and I told
go.
people I'd call them back shortly after
Well, you
9.
gotta go. We can make it
Yeah,
work.
we can definitely end it here.
Oh, no. I mean, right now I'm good, but I just, because like it's 8:52 here, but I told people I'd call them back shortly after 9 because
You
for some reason I thought
liar!
it was a 1 hour program.
You
You know what they
liar!
say?
Makes an ass.
When you make this, when
Oh.
you assume, you make an awesome, you make an awesome, you make an awesome out of
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know we're all
Unfortunately
inconsistent
so,
here.
yeah.
Yeah. I've never actually gotten stoned. Well, I mean, I've had some pretty powerful and interesting
Been
prescription
there.
medications, but I've never
Wow,
used an
I wish we'd
an
done that.
illegal substance. And I don't have like this particular pride about it or some kind of principle. It's just nothing really has caught my interest. I don't know, psychedelics seem interesting, but I also believe that my brain can do all of those things without external support. So.
I've smoked weed before and it did absolutely nothing for me. Like, I was completely
That's
stone cold
horribly
sober.
disappointing.
But my friend, she gave me some some weed recently after I got back from DC in December, and I made cookies with it. And let me tell you, I slept so good. Like, my head just spun around. I laid down,
Can't beat
and next thing
that.
you know, it was tomorrow. It was like, I was like, if this is how it's going to affect me,
Fuck a NyQuil. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
done.
I can't say
But
that. This is an
please, when I'm
all-ages
smoking,
podcast. Screw NyQuil. Who needs that?
right? NyQuil takes so much
Z-Quil. Now,
tequila too.
Z-Quil is a different
Like, I'd
story.
rather just drink tequila.
It's
This,
basically like,
what is Z-Quil?
it's
It's like
basically
NyQuil.
Benadryl. Like liquid Benadryl. Knock you right out.
Oh man, yeah. Benadryl. I have gotten messed up on Benadryl. Like, I'll tell you, one time, for various reasons, that I needed to take some Benadryl, and I meant to take two, and that was like the liquid gel maximum dose thing, but I got messed up because I was exhausted and some other
All we've
things, and I
all
ended
been
up accidentally taking six. And I remember
Oh,
laying there in the darkness,
I'm
and like at one point I saw like a tiger
sorry.
made out of light charging at me through the darkness. And it wasn't scary or anything because I
I
was
too have
like,
taken too much
yeah,
Benadryl.
this is your brain on too much Benadryl.
I am
Yeah,
jealous because I've never
Benadryl in a
had
large
any
enough
of those
quantity will make you
experiences.
hallucinate. Don't ask me why I know.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've taken the
it
most.
was a legitimate accident, but you know, it was more just sort of curious. I'm like, well, I'm being entertained. Gee, I hope I'm not dying or something, but No, I guess not.
The highest amount of Benadryl I've ever taken was 7 pills at one time. And that was a long time ago. And all I did was sleep.
You missed
I didn't
out.
See no tigers or anything. So, yeah.
Well, that was the thing. I was also suffering from severe insomnia at that point. So, like, I think my brain was knocked out and put into a dream state, but I couldn't sleep. So, therefore, it's like sleep state plus not asleep equals, like, crazy visuals.
Well, in my case, I was suffering from a severe migraine.
That's my phone vibrating. I apologize.
What was that? I was thinking my phone was acting up. That's okay. But no, I had a severe migraine and I had no medicine and I was desperate. I just took the Benadryl and just passed out. And that's what I do now. I don't take that many. When I do get the migraines, I take a severe migraine and some Benadryl and some pop.
Well, I'm sorry you missed out on the tripping balls.
I think we can.
Can we say tripping balls?
The podcast is called Getting Stoned After All.
Yeah.
Do not listen
or
to
do.
This podcast.
I mean,
if
or
you're
do
under
you know.
18. If you're under 18,
yeah.
Well,
you're gonna do it anyway.
Do, but don't tell
yeah,
us.
Also,
about
this
it.
Is the end of the podcast, so taking our advice now would be especially useful.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Don't you all listen to the end
of
the podcast first and then walk your way back?
Reading books like that, and I was so ashamed. Like, they read the end first, and then they read the beginning. I was like, what the hell? Why? They're like, I want to know the ending. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
See, I can't do that, because if you're at the ending, what if they have new characters that were introduced in the middle? You know, like, how are you going to know who's who and who did what happened? Like...
Well, C.S. Lewis wrote something interesting about that. He wrote that, yeah, with fiction, you absolutely must read it in order from beginning to end. But he says that if you do that with any non-fictional book, you know, especially any book that has ideas that are laid out in, as arguments or some kind of a resource, that he says, if you read a book like that from start to finish, like you're just crazy. He's like, you should jump all around it. You should let your curiosity lead you, and you should skip most of it. And he specifically was said, like, never read a textbook start to finish. Like,
well, that's different.
Just...
That's a textbook.
Yeah.
And but with, like,
well, but I've had teachers who think you do read the textbook start to finish
like
in order. Don't skip around.
I have to listen back to see what the heck you guys were talking about.
Oh, I just told Jenna where I hit a golden nugget.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those at Hart's house. Place.
Yeah.
No, but there are definitely dark corners.
My house isn't dark. I have lighting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a lot of mystery. There are secrets. There are. I do have a very metaphysical house.
Your house is pretty tight.
Your house is cool. I like your house.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have ghosts in my house.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I wouldn't have anything like that in there. I would keep out everything that's not invited.
We have a cabin, and I'm fully convinced that it's haunted, and we sold it today, and I'm so excited about it. It's somebody else's problem now.
Oh, congrats. The house behind me, my landlady owns it, is haunted, and I think there is a dark entity, because, like, we'll be sitting on the back step,
oh,
and
you love to
see
it.
Dark, evil eye watching you. The house is condemned. Like, they condemned the house because it had mold in it. So she can't do nothing with it. They're going to have to tear it down and rebuild something else.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
But you can just feel this dark presence emanating mm-hmm. from the house. And I'm like, you know, you stay over there. Because if you come over here, I'm like, I'm going to mess you up. We're going to fight. Well, you just stay over there in your lane, and I'm going to stay over here in my lane. Like, I won't come over if you don't come over. But my neighbors are all freaked out about it. She was like, I was sitting on the porch smoking, and I was just being watched.
Yeah, it'd be
Oh yeah,
like
there's a
that.
ghost in that house.
Imagine my terror when I was
Yeah.
in the house
No.
alone, walking up from the dark basement, and I hear shuffling on the carpet behind me as I'm about to walk up the stairs. Like, absolutely not. I got out of there.
See me, I'm a little crazy. I would
Okay,
be
I
running
did.
around and I would be like, what?
I was not very intimidating. I did, and then I ran.
Well, guys, I think I actually am going to get off of here because I just got a text from my friend and neighbor that she decided to, as a little treat,
Damn.
leave a full chicken dinner in my
I'll
mailbox.
be there in a few.
Nice. We're coming
So,
over.
yeah.
See, he's a short drive
Girl,
for
let me catch a
me.
flight right
See, I can
quick.
hop right on over
Here comes Jonna.
there. Oh, for sure. I
Yeah,
book
Nick and I are in walking
exit
distance, I think.
14.
Well, I don't know where Nick is, but I get a sense from.
It's a long walk, but it's a
Yeah.
walk.
Oh, a good,
Yeah.
Boy Scout, a good Boy Scout weekend walk. Yeah.
Thank you for
Well, it was
having
great
us.
having you both on my podcast. Yay. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great night. And Heart, don't dream about ghosts tonight or
Okay.
garnet weapons.
I'll
Yeah,
no, I'm
phallic
from
shaped
I'm so all
carnelian.
my dreams are
Yeah.
going to be about carnelian.
Night.
All right, well, good night, guys. Getting Stoned is a podcast about gems and minerals and great conversation and is open to having guests on the show. Topics such as gems, minerals, and technology are core to the podcast, but we keep it fun by encouraging open conversation as well. Getting Stoned currently has sponsorship opportunities starting just at $1 a month. To become a sponsor or sign up to be a guest on the podcast, please visit www.gettingstoned.online.